This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, welcome in. As we are live here, the crawfish is flowing. Uh-oh, I see gloves on.
Oh, no.
I see gloves on. Oh. Yeah, my man got them. Don't call him out.
Man.
You got to keep them clean, huh?
Keep those hands clean.
He got on gloves. But no, come on out, man. We're having a great time here at Blue Water Seafood and always a fun time. Listen up, if you are in the building or you're on your way, our final raffle winner will be announced after this segment. If you have not put your name in our raffle box, you might want to do so you can have a chance to win. We all know who is not going to win, but there are folks that have a chance to win. I'm just saying, and Shannon, you know you're not going to win. But come on in, give yourself a chance to win as we will hook somebody up coming up as this segment ends. All right, Clint, what made you change your tune, Clint? Because the entire time we've been here, I know we have had conversations, and you're like, hey, man, they got to be aggressive in this thing. Got to go up and get your guy. Go get your guy. You were like, because you said, I think yesterday, you got about four or five guys that are your guys. Go get your guys. What made you change your tune? Because you seem to have been comfortable with them kind of making the decision to get out of there.
Well, I think there's a handful of things. I think that for me, when I saw Booker come off the board at 12, it changed the game for me. Not only is he off the board now, but he's off the board 13 picks before it gets to you.
Banks and Booker.
Banks too. I'm leaning more towards the guard, but yes, Banks as well. And then Zabel comes off the board, and so it's like.
So you ain't even paying attention to these tackles.
I'm telling you, man. I don't think we need to think. It's like we've heard D'Amico and we've heard Nick talk about how difficult it is for Titus Howard, who's done it before, to go from tackle to guard back to tackle. And we just sit around and have these conversations like, oh, we're going to draft this tackle and we're going to move him down to play guard, or we're going to plug this tackle and we're going to move another tackle that we have down to play guard. Like, it's just not – I don't think in their mind it's as simple as a lot of people in the media make it. And so, for the most part, I ignored – the tackle. So for me, I was going guard. They come off the board. They come off the board earlier than you imagine. So than I imagine. So then you're like, well, there's no way they're going to use the draft capital to move all the way up to like 15 to get who they want. So then all of a sudden, I'm thinking, okay, wide receiver. Now Matthew Golden, and then Matthew Golden slides, but he ends up getting drafted right before the Texans come. I thought they would move up And to get a guard. I didn't think there was any way they were going to move up to get a receiver.
Yeah.
I thought they would move up to
you
get a guard.
You think they would wait on Golden to see if he drafts
him? I think they like Golden. I think there's several guys that they like. And I agree. By the way, when you got Nico Collins, I agree. Like, you don't – I would have liked to have seen Golden personally, but you don't necessarily need Golden.
It's clear it wasn't receiver, or at least it wasn't him, because, Nick said they made calls at – or either it wasn't the receiver, or they didn't want to part with what right. other teams were looking for, because he said they were making calls at the teams, and we saw Golden go at 23.
Yeah, well, I think they were making calls in the teens for guard.
Yeah.
And so I look, I was never a fan of them.
Then the Tampa Bay's pick probably threw them off.
Who did Tampa take?
Emeka Abuka.
Yeah.
And they may have thrown them off. That was a place they were going to go.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I would have liked to have been aggressive to go get a guard, like a slam dunk guard, which obviously Booker is after hearing Saban talk about him, who's got personal experience with him. And once he came off the board at 12, it was like, man, I just don't think they're going to be – I don't think they're going to find a trade partner, be willing to part ways with the draft capital that's going to take to get up there, and be that much in love with the player to go get him. And so I was good at sitting at 25. And then you get to 25, Matthew Golden comes off the board, and you're like, man, what are they going to do? I mean, do you take a receiver there? Do you take another guard there? And they decide to trade out. I immediately thought, you know, I'm not messed up about it. I'm okay with the way the board fell. I'm okay with it. And then when I look at what was drafted from 25 down, there was one defensive tackle drafted that is even a position of need for the Texans between 25 and 32. And so who was you know, beating their chest about the Texans taking a defensive tackle. Literally, it went Jackson Dart, James Pierce Jr., edge, you don't need that. Malachi Starks, safety, you don't need that. Tyleek Williams, Ohio State, defensive tackle there, that maybe that was somebody you liked. Josh Connerly Jr., offensive tackle. Maxwell Harrison, cornerback. Jaheed Campbell, linebacker. And Josh Simmons, offensive tackle. I mean, there's nothing that came off the board there, in my opinion, the way I'm wired to help the Texans. There's nothing that came off the board from 25 to 32 there that makes me go, damn, you missed out. Now, if you wanted to be aggressive and go get Golden or something, then okay, then you'd be pissed that they didn't get aggressive. Cool, I'm good with that. But the move down did not hurt them from 25. All their positions of need, all of those players are still on the board, and you've got to pick number two overall, and you've got capital that you can move up if you want to from your later pick.
I think we're just in a place of a couple of things. What are you? What are you, and what are you trying? Are you a team that's trying to compete and win your division, or are you a team that's trying to go deeper? And to me, you put yourself in a situation going into the draft, in my opinion, maybe some others disagree, you put yourself in a position where you are in a dire need for offensive line starting help that you can feel comfortable about. Dire need. And I thought it was so much so that you had to be aggressive. And as soon as they start rolling, you got all these picks. You got these picks from the Tunzel trade. You got multiple two. You got all these picks. To me, like, all right, they start going. I got my eye on that kid from North Dakota State. And that's going to be the one I'm going to plug in. I got to get to where I need to get there in front of him. Because of what you did in the offseason, you put yourself in a situation where you are in a dire need. So right now, where they are, Clint, they haven't got an offensive line at this moment that you look at it and say, hey, we got an offensive line that's ready to go right now and compete at the highest level. And they haven't even, to me, up at least to this point, said, all right, we got guys that's ready to compete for the future. Like right now, we'll see what they do in this second and third round. But that Cam Robinson is a one-year contract. Lincoln Tomlinson, that's not a long-term deal. Ed is not a long-term deal. But like Titus is even on one or two more years. The only long-term play they have, the only long-term plays that they have right now is Juice Scruggs and Blake Fisher. Right, that's it right now. And hell, we don't even know if they're going to start. Right, Patterson may have as good a chance to start at center than Juice does. I just think where they put themselves going into the draft from an offensive line perspective, to me, felt like you were talking yesterday and the week leading into it is they need to be aggressive. That's where I am. As we sit here, Clint, we are running out of time to add to this offensive line, and it is. We've gone through free agency and now the first round of the draft.
Well, look, I don't think they feel this way, but
I know they don't.
I'm gonna get into the rearview mirror here for a minute. Like, this is what you're talking about is precisely why when you have the ability to be aggressive in free agency and go get for sure guys, and you pass those guys up and you put yourself in a position where you got to feel true needs in a draft situation. Like right now, Gray Zabel went at 18, Ron. Seattle, I mean, obviously was O-line needy. They weren't going to trade that. Shamar Stewart went ahead of them with the Bengals. They were defense needy. They're not going to move down to 25. None of these teams are willing to move down to 25. They're all picking that way in a place because they're so needy, right? Like moving up to that degree, to that level, you put yourself in a position where the draft was not going to, I guarantee you that the calls were made. They could not pull a deal off.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, they put themselves in a position and obviously they have a point in which they will not go past. And I'm just saying they put themselves in a position to.
And that's a very fair overall evaluation of the Texans right now. Your new O-line coach, your new offensive coordinator, and your quarterback have to do more with less. And to be honest with you, they're not a second-round draft pick away from me changing that opinion.
And listen, they may find the Kamari Lassiter version of a guard in the second round.
Yeah.
They may find that stuff, but I'm just saying you are making it harder for yourself. You didn't, as you said, you bypassed the stuff to get for show, and the most for show you got, what is that? The most for show you got is Cam Robinson. And now you've gone to the first round, and then it's like, all right, let's hope these second round guys, I don't know what the hell that is, but let's hope these second round guys can make the change and the difference for them. All right. Let's talk about those second round guys as we'll get you T Mills best bets. We'll make a little cash for you tonight as he 50% last night. 50% last night. So not too bad. And I know you're pissed off about John Morant falling down hard. That he looked like he was well on his way, Tyler, to getting that 24.5 cleared for you until he got injured. So
was not ideal.
Yeah, it was not ideal. It was tough, but we'll make you some cash as best bets going into the weekend, and we will look at it. We will look at the guys